I deleted it. Just write him. Rick Wilcox Theater.
Yes, hello. May I please speak to Ali, please?
Mask is calling.
This is Michael. I'm calling from Wiki Moderator in regards to...
Okay. Sure. Got it. 1 second, please.
All right.
Hello, this is Ali.
Hello, Ali. Good afternoon. My name is Michael. I'm the editor with Wiki Moderator. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Actually, we scheduled a call today regarding Mr. Rick Wilcox Cage.
Yep.
All right. So, first of all, I would like you to pull up the files if you are in front of a computer. I believe Mr. Sent you the initial draft along with the research report.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I would like to discuss the project with you in details. So if you can pull up the Word document in which the draft has been created.
Because
you wanted to go ahead with the company page, then you wanted to get a page for Mr. Wilcox.
Yep.
All right. So have you gone through the draft? Do you find any thing that needs to be rectified, or are you happy with the current draft?
Yes, we had some changes that we would like to make to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking
something initial, of course, as a first draft. You know, amendments can be made, but obviously we created this draft as per the guidelines set out by Wikipedia for content. We actually created this in a way that it does not seem too promotional. You know, we need to make neutrality there, but obviously if
right.
you see some information...
Some of the stuff missing, just wasn't as accurate to, you know, how we actually are, and yeah, there was some information missing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like which section?
Email,
are you talking
complete?
About like the intro, early life, or education, career?
Just throughout. We're working on putting together a full page of comments. Do you have an email that I can link you on that email? We are just going to send it to Ken.
You can send it over to Ken. Obviously, everything goes through me. I actually do the changes on the draft. I have the team under me.
Okay.
Who actually do the research. And I actually am the editor. I speak with the community, take care of the submissions, make sure the guidelines are met. So if you think that if you want to have some changes onto the draft, you can send it over. But obviously, we will make sure that it does not go against the policy. So we will create the draft in such a way the information is there that you say is missing, but obviously it doesn't seem promotional coming out. Like if anybody reads it in the community, it doesn't seem like that we are trying to emphasize on this profile.
Obviously, yeah.
So you
however, would like links to our website. And
your website.
Because we have a website that has lots of information about our show and Rick himself and all of that. So, and that website's been around for 20 plus years, so that should be a credible link.
Yeah, but like, what's your website? I want to know, like.
RickWilcox.com.
Yeah, it's his own website. Right? And we have...
It's the theater website.
Yeah. It's a theater, but
it's
obviously
not
press releases
him.
And the blogs are there. We have gone through the information, like, in the blog section, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are several links. Obviously, we have taken some of the information out from it, but obviously, we cannot base the whole page on this, right? So we have added the information.
Right.
And if you look at the research report that we have sent you, we have mentioned all the references that Mr. Wilcox has for his personal profile because we are emphasizing on the page right now for his personal, right? So we want to make sure that... Yeah, you have something to say?
Yes, I understand that, but there's not enough on the page about, you know, the theater and the fact that he has a theater and does mm-hmm. the show and about the show, because that is what he does and has been doing for the last 25 years.
Yes, he's been doing that for a lot of time, ma'am, and obviously he started off at night. So we have gone through his profile, and obviously we have looked into every information that was available online about mm-hmm. him and the work he have done and where he's been featured. If you look at the text file that we have sent you, we have taken out all his social media accounts, right, his credible mentions. We do have some good sources coming from, like, Chicago Tribune. We have him on NBC 15. These are good sources, good mentions about him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the draft, we have created the content based upon the resources. Like, at the end of the page, you can see in the references, we have taken that information out. But the information that he have right now are mostly press releases, blogs. We need some, like, independent coverage about him as well. So, like, do you guys do the press for Mr. Wilcox yourself? Like, do you have a team or something who takes care of that?
No, there are, like, 6 employees total.
Total. So there's no one who takes care of his online presence?
Well, that would be me, except for I just started a month ago.
Okay. So what I want you to do, Allie, is that we actually have sent out that information for Mr. Wilcox to the Wikipedia community. They looked into his profile. They're saying he is eligible to get the page, of course. It's just that mm-hmm. he requires some additional publications coming under him through independent sources, because I was speaking
so to... if we're not allowed to use our press releases or things that we put out, then how are we supposed to make that happen?
Like, you can reach out to PR agencies who can create independent coverage about his profile. Like, obviously, if you do your press releases, you can get the same content coming on to hundreds of sites. But obviously, that will be the same content. We cannot utilize that for notability. Blogs, you can create
mm-hmm.
them yourself on your website. You can write anything and publish it and, you know, add it up or link it to another article. But that won't actually give him the, you can say, that would be considered self-promotional. So what we are trying to do here and what Wikipedia is asking is that if you guys can, you know, get some independent coverage, discussing about his profile, you know, gathering some information, adding them up on different resources, different publications, but they need to be different from one another. As per what they have sent me, I believe Mr. William must have sent you that information as well, that he at least requires like 4 or 5 top-tier articles on independent sources or about 2 to 3 articles on major platforms, then that's about it. Everything else checks out.
Okay. What is your email so I can send? Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't directly talk, ma'am, or do the emails. I have the team. But you can send over the
information. Then I'll send it to Ken.
Ken, yes, and we can go through the information if you have some articles about him. If not, I would suggest to you, Ali, to generate them or create them. Or if you need
mm-hmm.
any assistance, do let us know so we can gather the information, but we can get his profile, the coverage that he needs.
Okay.
So you do this, have you been doing this before as well, like before working for Mr. Wilcox? Were you taking care
no.
of publications or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
So you just told me you joined him about a month ago?
Yeah.
All right. So, Ali, I need these articles, and when this is done, his page is good to go live. And if you need anything in helping you create this, I can check in with the PR team and share the information with you if you want to have to go through what needs to be created and on which sources.
Okay. Can you give me some examples of sources?
Yeah, I can do that. I need to check in with the team, right? And
mm-hmm.
let me do one thing. Let me send you that information and where we can
yes.
feature him, you know, just to give you an idea. And if you want us to create them, then I will give you all the details.
Okay. Yeah,
all
because
right.
I need, you know, knowing what a notable or reliable source is, that's where I'm kind of confused right now.
Okay, so do one thing. If you have the time
before.
Today, Mr. Williams sent you an email in which the draft and the research report was attached. There are three links in that email, right? That is the verifiability link of Wikipedia, and then is the notability link. And what is a notable source, or what kind of articles are Wikipedia looks into, and the requirement to create, a living biography, because Mr. Wilcox is here and with us, so obviously the requirements are different from the ones which are not present. So it's a living biography as per Wikipedia term. So what needs to be created, how it needs to be created. So you can go through them if you have any issues understanding what needs to be created.
Okay, so we've been on things like Penn and Teller. Is that a reliable source?
I've gone through the information. There were a lot of resources about him. Like, for example, what is a credible mention that he has right now? These are not totally coming from Mr. Wilcox, like direct articles. These are just mentions, but they are credible. For example, we have the NBC 15, in which it's an article about keep kids entertained and learn a new skill. That's a good article, which actually discusses about his work. Then we have the Chicago Tribune. That's a good article.
Okay, so basically newspapers and news outlets.
Independent coverage, featuring him.
We've been on a lot of those. My problem is just finding them again.
We have.
I don't know how you find
old
news coverage.
We do through search engines. We search for him and whatever articles appear.
Right, and I did that, but there's been probably, it's been two decades, so there's been 20 or 30.
Yeah, we have looked into some of them. Most of them are archive old articles. But if you look at my research report that have been sent out to you, we have gathered all the links, and they are mentioned in that document.
So if you're able to find the archived articles, aren't those notable, and that works for 4 to 5 articles?
If an article is archived, we cannot actually link that to Wikipedia, ma'am. Obviously, they have a paywall, or the article have been taken off from the source. So they are not live anymore because, if an article is old, for example, 5 to 10 years ago, so doesn't have that.
So basically I need to get more of those,
recent.
Now.
They need to be recent ones, discussing about his work, his biography, his achievements. So you look at the document.
Do bloggers that come through the show count? If a notable blogger posts on their blog about the show, does that count?
Blogs does not count, man. We need independent coverage.
Okay. Independent coverage.
Yes.
Meaning news.
Neutral. It should not be biased.
Okay. From, news sources?
News outlets, reputable sources, publications.
Magazines.
Yeah, publications that are credible as per Wikipedia. Publications like, as I mentioned previously, like Chicago Tribune, NBC, these kind of
newspapers.
Sources. Newspapers and CWTV is, I believe, is, videos there with his biography, giving information about his profile. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you can create that, that's great. If you need me to send you the details as you told me, I'll send it over to you after discussing with the PR team where we can feature him. And
could you send me those details, and I'll send Ken the updates on the thing, and I'll start getting a head start on that as far as I can, and then I'll wait for your email.
You do that, and let me do this from my end. And if you want us to take care of it as well, then we can, send all the details, the cost and everything.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Not a problem. So I will add Mr. Williams to send you an email in the next 30 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you very much for your time.